This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
This is Burr Martin of the Burr Martin Experience Podcast, or Selfie Dad as I'm known around the internet. Now, I could tell you all about my podcast by throwing in some special effects or sound bites, but I'm not going to do that, all right? I'm a busy man, brother. I'm a C-minus internet celebrity. Look, I've worked in radio for over 12 years. I produced about 15 different shows. I worked in a comic book shop. I've done stand-up, hosted events, and I was even voted Hero of the Week in the UK. My podcast is co-hosted by my wife, and we talk about anything and everything. And occasionally, one of our three kids will interrupt to tell us what's going on in their generation. We talk about celebrities, politics, pop culture, and news stories you've probably never heard about. All right, we're radio friendly and we try and keep things upbeat. So join me every week for the Burr Martin Experience Podcast here on the Pants Pending Studios Network. That's Burr Martin. So put a BM in your podcast catcher today and it'll be who wrote the poop joke? I am a C-minus internet celebrity. Which one of you writers wrote that? You go back and you work for Late Night with Chevy Chase. That won't fly here.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm. Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Deese World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is the Social Hour. On today's show, comedian Steve Johnson, with Jack Dobson on the news, and producer Jeremy Person, and now your host. He was nominated for an Oscar for Best Performance in Acting Like He Wasn't Drunk at a DUI Checkpoint, Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is the Social Hour. I am Deese here with Jack and Jeremy, my cohorts, back in the studio. How's it going, guys? Good to see you.
Amazing.
We haven't been in the studio together in a while. And we got comedian Steve Johnson in the studio also. Steve, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. I feel like Steve has been on the show forever. It's been a long fucking time, hasn't it?
I think so. I don't know. I'm so high most of the time, I forget.
Yeah, it was... because he used to come on semi-regularly, and then it's just been fucking forever.
I've never once been on this show with him.
That's, yeah. Well, yeah.
Never.
Wait, have you, were you, is that?
I've only done this show like twice.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you did it more than that. Maybe not. Episode 217, it looks like, was the last time.
2017?
So episode 217, and that was...
Oh. So we do these, what, once every 3 months?
Nope, actually, that wasn't even when you were here. That wasn't even when you were here. That was just Mika's roast, so you were here.
Go back down to the... Oh, episode 11?
Those are... No, that's the drink and debate. It was 100 episodes ago you were here.
So, happy anniversary.
Oh, yeah, literally 100 episodes.
Well, you were another 100, we'll do it again.
All right, bye.
Depending on how
I will definitely
goes.
Be dead by then. I'm not getting another 100 episodes in this
Me
fucking
too,
show. Yeah, we'll murder suicide pact soon. How about that?
Deal.
On the next 100th episode.
Yeah, the 100th. Yeah, just click.
I get your
bang.
Studio equipment. And your
okay,
Mac.
You can have it all. Okay. You probably don't want this.
No, I want that.
You're gonna get. Yeah,
I know how to wipe.
Okay,
shit.
Perfect.
I
yeah,
know how to
wipe
shit.
It. More than a KFC wet.
Sterilize
mat. It's
it
gonna
too.
Be more than that.
I know how to get rid of chalkboard. It's cool.
So guys, it's been a little while since we've all been in the studio together. It's nice to be back in here. Real quickly before we get too deep, we are drinking from our friends at a Black Label Brewery at 19 West Main, downtown Spokane, in the Saranac Commons. We are drinking their Gingerbread Winter Warmer. This comes out only once a year during the holiday season. This is actually a special edition. It's their 2017, not their 2018. This thing has been brewing. It's been like hanging out, just getting boozier for over a year. So they had the 2018. I'm like, I don't want that pussy shit. Give me the 2017. I have an alcohol problem. and it's pretty damn good. got to say.
I like it.
Yeah. You guys like it?
Anyway, it's not bad.
Yeah. I'll get you drunk. That's for damn sure. So go see them. Get some of it while you can. Limited quantities there. They only, like I said, only during the holiday season. is it okay over there, Steve?
Yeah, no, it's delicious.
it's like molasses.
Well, you know, I usually drink Bud Light, so this is
too much flavor.
Do you want do you want a Coors Light over here?
This is like going from eating regular top ramen you make at home to like actually going and getting ramen noodle. Yeah. this is gross. There's so many flavors.
Yeah, why do they make it like this?
Simple man.
So it's been a fun week. It's been a weird week. I got a couple of things I want to talk about. I'll just do this in order of things the way they happened. This may shock you. I was drunk the other night. And I came home and I was wrestling with my dog upstairs. My heart upstairs all hardwood, right? And I had my socks on and we were running around and I slipped. And I ate shit real hard. And you know what happened? You fall. But I fell. And I was like, I was down. I'm like, oh my God. I'm at the age where like a fall can take me out now. it made me realize that like just the wrong fall. I mean, I went down. I crushed both my knees. I fell down. I hit my head on a door jam. Oh and like,
you
I
have nothing in your house. Managed
to fall and wreck shit.
You need a fluffy sofa.
You need a fucking life alert.
That's exactly what I see. I'm like, this is like, if this fall was slightly worse, this would have ended with my dog eating my corpse in 4 days when she got too hungry because I was, you know, I just died there. And I realized, like, I'm at the age now where you just fall. A fall can take me out. I woke up the next day. I felt like I was in a train wreck. My neck hurt. My back and knees still hurt. I feel like I went through like a gay porn tryout because like my knees and my back hurt.
Did you fall on a plunger?
Yeah. Is this how it goes?
I love how you bruise a hip and you're like, I just got dicked hard.
Listen, it's not good. Either way, I feel like my body is broken. So that's kind of how my week started. And as the week has progressed, it's only gotten worse. I had two things happen today. I went and I had to get my registration register my car again this year, and it needed an emissions test. So I go find the fucking emissions place. I pay for it. And then afterwards, she's like, all right, your car passed. And here's some information about how we're not going to be doing this anymore. We don't do emissions anymore. The state's shutting it down. They're not going to have to do emissions anymore. I'm like, then why the fuck did I just pay to do this? You're just like, yeah, you're the last guy. We don't really do this at all anymore. If you would have waited another day and a half, like, you wouldn't have even had to do this. Like, what the fuck are we talking? It's like, so they're just not, they're going to stop having emissions. Like, you're not going to have to get your car checked. She's like, I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe just tax you more, probably. Like, fuck the environment. We'll just tax you more. But it reminded me of a funny story years ago when I first tried this 96 Altima. And it failed the emissions test. And it had, like, a knock sensor that was off. And my... because I'm all about lowbrow shit, I had my friend who owns a mechanic shop. If you get a thing that says it's over $400 worth of repairs, they'll just waive it for you. I'm like, well, then why are we even fucking doing this? They're like, yeah, if it costs too much, then fuck it. You don't have to fix it. But like, so if it's, which I don't understand, like it. If it costs too much, then they don't care. But otherwise, you should fix it.
You have to bring them like a receipt. I believe at the $150 worth of repairs, you have to at least
you have to show an effort.
So I just had them write me a receipt that said they did this, mm-hmm. and I went in, and they're like, "Okay, well, it's fine." And then you know, don't worry about it. Fuck the environment. We don't care about trees. Global warming isn't real.
Trump's gonna be president.
Years. They broke the news to me. It was really weird. I'm like, I don't know. That's the Celebrity Apprentice guy. They're like, yeah. And then Arnold's gonna do it anyway. Whatever. Don't worry about it. So then I had that car for another couple of years. And when I did was just beat the shit out of it for two more years. and then I had to get an emissions test on it again. So I'm like, well, fuck, I'm going to have to go this through charade again to figure out that I'm not good. It's not going to pass, obviously. Well, I go, and because you have to go through, fail, and then they send you to go get it, like, exempt. I go through, and it fucking passed. And I'm like, this is just a crock of shit. This whole emissions thing is just a crock of goddamn shit. Like, I didn't even change the oil in this car for 2 years. All I did is, like, just do drugs in this car for the last 2 years and beat the shit out of it. And, like, I think I put diesel in it a couple times. That's not a diesel engine. And now it just passes magically. I'm like, this is fucking, you know, this whole thing is a piece of, this whole thing is like fake. I don't know why they're charging us to do this. And then I did it today. I'm like, yeah, you don't have to do that anymore. It's no big deal. So, yeah, don't fucking, if you got to get an emissions test, don't fucking do it. Who cares?
It's supposedly expiring in 2020.
She said at the end of the year.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that would be, yeah.
Oh, fucking shit. God damn it.
Welcome to 2019.
Jesus Christ.
And it still sounds so much fucking further in the future, though.
Yeah.
2020, like.
Jack's contribution to the show. Thank
you. No, it's 2020. It's not just a bunch of zeros. Can't wait for the year.
God damn it. And then the nail in the coffin today was later. There's this little coffee place I frequent, and the lady there knows me and has known me for a while.
Topless bar.
Yeah. Listen.
Is it Whippet? Is it Devil's Brew?
No, it's the place with all the guys. So she's like, hey, I've been meaning to ask you. Do you know any magicians? Like, I'm having a wedding and I need a magician. And I'm like, at first I'm like, just because I do comedy, like I'm in some sort of weird sideshow fucking freak show, not really fucking
like,
talented
son of a bitch,
piece of
I fucking
shit.
Do know a
yeah, and then I started thinking about it. I'm like, and I was like getting mad. I'm like, this motherfucker here thinks like we're just some weird, nobody gives a shit about us. We're just in the, not really talent. We're not like musicians and just we all hang out like a bunch of losers. Holy shit, I do know a magician. I'm like, fucking A. And I'm like, yeah.
But he can't make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I do. And I think I was like, I was sad that they thought I was the type of person that knew a magician. And then I was more sad when I realized I know a magician.
You should have offered him a pretty good juggler, too.
Yeah.
You're like, I got Phil, man. Yeah, cool. I got a good juggler,
you want
too.
A guy to balance your fucking cake on your nose? Fucking Phil's the guy.
That's Phil.
I thought you meant Don. Don does that joke
no,
where
he's
he
a hitman.
Juggles his balls. He puts his hands in his pocket. Hey, I'm juggling. Hey, I'm juggling. Check it out.
Oh, God. When you say it like that, it's just such a Rodney Dangerfield knockoff.
So, yeah, it's been a bad week for me. I think I'm just going to... leaving Las Vegas myself soon. Just call
jump
it good.
Into a swimming pool?
Yeah, just call it, man. I'm on my last leg. So I'm telling people I'm going to Montana
Nicolas Cage
tomorrow.
Nicolas Cage went on to make a lot of good movies after that movie.
Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance.
Face Off.
All the national treasures.
Yeah,
all the
national treasure was a fucking national treasure.
Mm. It was a movie.
It was a movie.
And then he redid the Taken, the Kurt Cameron, the ghost, where they become Jesus. Mm-hmm. What's that one?
I can't remember.
City of Angels?
No, it's a book. It was a book about the revelations, the rapture. And Kurt Cameron did a version of it then, you know.
Titanic?
Braveheart.
That's the one where he's like a paramedic or something.
What's
that?
The one
where he's a paramedic was fucking pretty good.
What's
the,
that one?
The first Avengers
Stoppers,
movie?
Some Stoppers?
Something like that.
The Stoppers, I think. I think it was.
I don't know.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Face Off is a great movie, though.
That was.
I love that. The Rock, I mean, come on, that guy, he really nailed it on a lot of, like, how many times do they yell stand down in the movie The Rock? Stand down! Stand down! And that creepy scene with Steve Buscemi and the little girl in the pool, like, that's fucking real. Hard to beat off to, but I got there. So
it's that overhand grip that I showed.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just double rub the tip with the treat it like a pool cue. Chuck that baby up. You know what I'm talking about, right, Jack?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. So Jack, you've been gone. You've been like on a magical mystery tour.
Exactly.
Well, you left for a while.
Rocks and shit.
Yeah. What were you doing?
I went to a gem festival in Arizona. Worked for a little bit.
All right. And
wandered around the desert.
How was that? Do any peyote? See any
mushrooms.
Natives? Nice. Mm. Nice. I love that. All right. Get some good rocks.
Natives, Mexicans.
Some Mexicans. They are natives to that area. I think that is considered native in that area, actually. I think that is officially the natives.
Quite a few.
Yeah. Did you help them build the wall or anything, or see the wall or any?
No.
No?
Okay. Didn't get that close.
I'm not dumb, okay? I'm not getting sucked in.
Go down there and use that son of a bitch like a glory hole, man.
The wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't. Hey, listen. Hey, well, listen. Those guys, they're hard workers. The Jose will work harder than any of them. So, all right. Did you collect some gems? Did you bring me any good ones?
Yeah, I forgot all my stuff at home.
Oh, okay. All right. That's okay. Next time.
None of those gems help the memory.
The weed doesn't help the memory either.
All right. Well, you're back now. Good.
Yes.
Then we're going to do some news later.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You feeling good?
Yep.
Okay. Woman, a few words. You, like, gotcha. I'd like to see you in a job interview. How do you think you would do it if we had a with conflict management? Yes. That's just your okay.
You don't know me.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for coming back. Okay. We'll talk to Steve for a while now. it's fine. Steve, you've had since in the last 100 episodes. You had a baby.
I did have a kid.
He found a girl that would let him have sex.
I watched my girlfriend have a kid, actually, is what happened.
Did you watch it, actually?
Yeah. So what happened was Sacred Heart had some interesting practices. They put a mirror at her feet.
What?
Because she was numb, so she couldn't see the progress.
Did she want to watch?
We understand that. Yeah, I guess.
Jeremy, did you watch your
baby?
She
didn't say no to it.
Mine were all C-section, and I got to watch some of that. Like, I got to watch them, tear the guts out and shit.
I'm glad I didn't have to see that,
though. Oh, my God.
I was like, that's,
That wasn't as bad as watching a vagina get
But, no matter, they're like, hold her leg, and just, like, I was like, so I'd.
You hold it? There.
This is what got us into this fucking position.
He was born at, 10:40 at night, so it was just me and the nurse and Megan.
Did you get a discount because you had to do part of the work or something? Like, this is, get 10% off the bill?
I never saw a bill, so, yeah, I got a great discount. But, yeah, and, the mirrors here is right there just being ripped in half, and I was like, oh, everywhere I look is pain and misery. And I was just high because I just got back from the garage, and
Jesus Christ.
She was like, you stink, and I was like, so do you.
Shut up, fucking placenta legs.
I'm not the one bleeding here, okay?
Not the one that just shit my pants.
Thank God.
Funny coming from somebody that just tore their asshole apart.
If she was wearing pants, they really didn't know what they were doing in that delivery of the baby.
The nurse was like, she goes, don't worry, I'll prevent you from getting a vaginus.
Oh.
It's a stage
Did she actually say that?
Yeah, it's stage 5 tear. Whatever. It's
Do they break out the?
It happens occasionally,
and sometimes they'll actually have to cut.
It's called an episiotomy. Don't ask me why I know that.
Of course you know that. Of course you know that. Because you asked your mom how you were born, and she got into great detail.
Yeah, my mom doesn't talk to me.
Not anymore. Not after that story. She's like, and that's the last bit of knowledge. And she kissed you on your forehead, and she pushed you onto the bus, and you ended up in Spokane.
And she pushed me out of her vagina.
And 22 years later.
She just handed me off, and that was it. 22 years later. Yes. all right. Yeah, how's the dad life?
It's good, man. It's the scariest and most fun thing I've ever done in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because you're like, please don't be a monster.
Please don't be like me.
It's always hard.
Well, it's like with girls, you got to worry about all the dicks in the neighborhood. With a son, you got to worry about the one dick.
Yeah.
You screw up a son, he's a serial killer. You screw up a daughter, she's a stripper. That's a big difference.
Yeah, what about a serial stripper?
I think that exists. They're called strippers.
They just show up and strip.
They're the strippers that make it a 9-to-5. That's serial strippers.
That's the C-Squad strip. You don't want that.
Yeah,
question, you have a boy.
Yep.
But if you were to have a girl, let's pretend you had a girl or you have one in the future. Jeremy, I don't know if I've asked you this question either. You only have boys. But you guys think about this. Hypothetical. Would you rather have your daughter be a stripper at a strip club or be on the billboard, the model on the billboard to the strip club that's on the freeway that everyone passes? So everyone you know sees it. So they all think she works there. They never actually go see her there, but they know they think she works there because of that. Or she actually works there, but people don't go see her. Which one would you have? She actually works there, or everyone thinks she does?
How much money is she making?
It depends on how good of a stripper and or model she is.
Look, if she's on the poster and she's working, whatever. Make that money.
I don't have a daughter, so I don't have to
think about it.
My kids are all too clumsy. I don't think that if I had a girl, I could be a stripper.
But you've got
more gingers, so it would be like
that could be a fetish. That's a fetish, though. For a second, that's like you know,
clumsy gingers.
Yeah, pale. They got those weird pink nipples.
Oh yeah, no, they do.
Yeah, those like
watch your head.
Stop talking about my daughter's nipples.
Hypothetical daughter's nipples.
Why did I come here?
That's a thing.
The last time I was at the strip club, I watched a stripper. She climbed all the way to the top, and she tried to do that thing where she like just squeezes her legs around the pole and just slowly slides down.
Yeah.
Well, she slipped from the 12 feet up and landed on her ass, and I was like,
now she's
a tailbone bruise right there. That's
last time I was at the strip club, I ran into it was one of the girls that were cleaning the poles, shit like that, and she was the hottest one fucking there. So I was like, just throwing tips at her. Ended up getting her to strip for me. And then come to find out the next day when I went home to my ex, it was her cousin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Is that so why you guys broke up?
No. She does. She still does not know that to this day, and she doesn't listen to this, so I have no... I don't give a fuck. I tried to fuck her cousin when we were still together, so...
Wow.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
The strip club girl who cleans the pole...
Cousin. No, yeah, at least it wasn't my cousin.
Yeah.
It is so weird at Deja Vu, the lady who... First of all... maybe do the cleaning in the off hours. I don't want to like go in there and be
they try to make it look so sexy. Yeah, they're like spraying bleach on it and they're fucking sliding their fucking badge down the bleach.
Yeah, like this is also not. This
are
is
there
not
off hours at a strip club?
Yeah, they're not open like 10 a.m.
Well, they
gotta
clean it in between girls.
Four
so.
To like eight.
I mean,
yeah,
STDs.
But like think
four to 10?
STDs.
You have
why don't they just get
hours? Oh, yeah, otherwise, no, that thing's gonna be.
Oh god, it's gonna be fucking. Yeah.
I don't know. I would.
Gross.
I'm not. Your bottle of dollar.
Maybe that's why they built the Snyder Bakery right next to it, so you can't smell what's
here,
coming out of that.
Listen.
Fucking
well, it's going to be yeasty either way.
Yeah.
that bakery's been closed for years. What do you mean you smell yeast? And STDs, okay, whatever. But also, Jesus Christ, Jack. STDs are their bottle of dollar store bleach is not gonna fucking clean away herpes and whatever. I'm not buying that.
It's 99.9% that it gets rid of.
Yeah,
there's still that
0.1%
is the shit that they get at strip.
If it's
medically resistant strip.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. If it survives bleach, you're getting it.
Yeah, it's called MRSA.
Yeah, get that on your open wound.
That's kind of a hot stripper name too.
MRSA.
Next up to the satellite stage, MRSA.
I think like the best stripper name, and I feel like it'd probably be like a midget stripper that would be Kumquat Zest. I don't know why. I feel like it'd be a really hot stripper name.
I'm picturing an Oompa Loompa with titties.
Yeah. Hey, listen, man.
My first lap dance was from Buffy the Cock Slayer. I thought that was the best stripper name I've ever heard in my life. And I was like, I'm paying money for that.
Yeah, I can't pass that up.
It was a two for one.
Best. I'd be losing money not to.
Best time to go is Wednesday around noon. You get some good dance.
Also the saddest Wednesday around
I took a day off for it. It was nice.
I took a vacation day. 8 hours of sick pay.
I was flinging pennies because I was at the VU. You don't need to bring a dollar. You can stack the money. Squat on
slide
top.
Your credit card right in there as long as you don't mind it getting fucking sticky.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow.
The I had a there's a strip club in Missoula called Fred's. It's a shithole.
It's named Fred's. Yeah.
This is what it costs. This is what it costs to get into Fred's. When you get in there, you have to buy at least a drink. That's it. And last time I was there, the girl, she goes, do you want to see me light my vagina on fire? And like, well, now that you mention it, I was thinking about that. Actually, your flaming vagina. So she goes in the back. She goes, hold on. She goes in the back and she comes back with a box of matches. And because that's how fire starts.
Yeah.
Like, that's the start of the fire. And I'm like, all right, this is good. Like, where's the kerosene? Let's go. Like, there's got to be like a propane tank or something happening here. Right. And I'm like, this is about to get fucking crazy. I went to the ATM. I'm like, I'm ready. And she leans back and she like Jack's already thrown. She
knows this trick.
It's Jack's crane kick. Their finishing move.
It was named after her.
Yeah,
she perfected it.
She leans back with legs a gap. And she lights a match and just sticks it the handle of the twig the whole part you hold a match by
the
whatever.
Match
yeah
she
and
sticks
like
the match
in her like not flame part first like into her vagina
not like when Norwest stuck the flaming cigarette in his ass pack,
yeah
but the other end.
Yeah right and like and I'm like all right well it's not really on fire I told her I go you have. You have something on fire in your vagina, but your vagina is not on fire. And then she's like, and she's talking to me, and then she's like, she starts saying something. I'm like, I couldn't really hear over, you know, the music.
And, what kind of music were they putting there?
I'm the fire starter.
Yeah. And then I'm like, and then she's like, you gotta, and I'm like, what? And she goes, blow it out. You have to blow it out because it's getting just like coming.
Do I make a wish? What the fuck?
She's like back in like a weird prone spider position. And arms. And I'm like, oh shit. Okay, yeah. Then your vagina really will be on fire. Okay. So, yeah, that was fun.
Was that in Portland?
No, that was in Missoula.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go there tomorrow. Maybe I'll go there tomorrow.
I want to go.
It's fun. That's also the place I saw a stripper.
And you can drink over at the ones in Montana.
Oh, yeah. It's full nude drink. It was the middle of the day on like a Tuesday and I was super bored. And we were at Fred's and the lady, I was like, wasn't paying attention. The girl on stage, she's like, hey, honey, why aren't you paying attention? I'm like, ah, whatever. And she goes, you want to see a fun trick? I'm like, fine, sure. And she goes in the back and she comes back with like a bottle of lotion. We like the caps on the top and, you know, the head you put on the ground and she puts it on under, she like kind of pops the top a little, puts it down on the stage and starts dancing and then lowers herself onto it. And then it is gone. and then
it's like one of those Russian nesting dolls.
Yeah. And then she leans back and starts doing like Kegels and shooting lotion out of her. And I was like, well, listen, lady, now you got me. Now I liked you before. Now I'm in love. Like you're on my Christmas card gift. I'm sending you cookies on your birthday.
This?
Oh, that was like 12 years ago.
So she's probably dead by now.
Oh God, yeah.
That was Thursday.
Yeah, I murdered her that night.
Because my skin is very dry right
now. Yeah, I stood on the table and just started throwing money at
me.
Like, I don't know what circus you could learn from,
amazing.
But that is that's a good trick. Hang on to that one. So yeah, strip clubs can be fun. But anyway, your child, Steve. So how long do you think until Bradley's a stripper? Will he be able to fit lotion in his vagina?
Yeah, probably. He'll have strong butt cheeks. He'll be able to pick it up with his ass and squeeze it that way.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
I don't know why I know so much about my son's butt cheeks, but
you want some more of that, or you want some? I just have Coors Light left. Is that good? Or do you want some of this?
That's already gone.
Yeah.
You're talking to Dees Casillas about a beer that he's drinking. Yeah, it's gone.
Well, I mean, that's just a gigantic beer, so I figured that he was not that much of a drunk.
Really?
Again, this is Dees Casillas. I thought you'd known.
I'm almost flattered and disappointed at the same time. Do you want a Coors Light? Or okay, there you go.
I'll have a water. Right.
Tell Megan I'm sorry about her black eye.
She forgives you.
So, see, what do you got coming up? You got a couple shows coming up, right? You got something at the Comedy House of Soul.
Yeah,
going
with
on
Harry. I want to say it's February 7th. I was just going to double check, but okay. I think it's February 7th at the House of Soul with Harry J. Riley.
All right.
Should be fun. And then apparently there's a band afterwards. They didn't tell me what the band's name is, so
I
unfortunately
think it's like
I
New
can't.
New Jack Swing is always the band they have there.
Oh, is it?
It's a band.
That
I think
stage
it's,
is so fucking amazing. I used to run the room there 9 years ago, 8 years ago. Dude, that place is. If you guys can get that packed, it's fucking amazing.
Yeah, it looked nice.
They put some money into it.
I haven't been in there yet.
Well, just the green room area for the comics, and you got that little spiral staircase.
Sorry, it's the 9th.
The 9th.
It's an awesome spot.
Yeah, it's a nice venue. It's hopefully they can get it going because it is a really
well then to be able to have comedy on the north side. I love that shit.
Yeah. Every time I tell somebody about its location, they're like, "Oh yeah,
didn't somebody get stabbed there?"
Yeah. I was like, "Well, that was like 12 years ago, but." And they were like, "Yeah, but didn't it happen again like 8 years ago?"
Yeah.
I didn't know you knew about that.
A couple times since.
And they're like, didn't somebody get shot there? And he's like, yeah, but that was like 15 years ago. And they're like, yeah, but what about the other one that happened like 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Damn, man. You're really up on your SWAX history.
Yeah, it turns out
I almost lost a finger at fucking SWAX, man. I got the scar right here. This whole side of my finger is numb.
What, did you steal from the Yakuza or something? What did you do?
I was sitting there. They had the New Year's Eve party, and at 12 o'clock, they unzipped these bags of money from the ceiling, and the money dropped out. So I'm sitting there fucking grabbing
like a
whole bunch of money.
Idea.
Oh, it was terrible. Yeah. But I had couple $100 in my hands, and freaking somebody kicked a freaking glass over at me, and it shattered right when I went to go and pick up some more money, and the glass just stabbed me all the way to the bone right there. It was pretty fun.
Was it worth it? Worth the money?
No, because I dropped all the money, and then I ended up with $30.
Yeah.
Not even enough to pay my medical bill.
Yeah.
It's like barely covering your copay.
Needless to say, that's why I have the scar, because I just put butterfly bandages on it.
Yeah.
It's not as cool as a lotion squirting stripper.
I feel like we all have one scar. One scar where we, I probably should get stitches.
Oh, yeah.
But I got butterfly bandages at home.
One, two, three.
And Vaseline and tape.
I've got a couple. I've got this one gnarly one on my leg because I was
jumping the fence to get
here. Yeah, I was running from the police. Ooh. And I hid
too soon.
I hid near this fence, and it was dark. I didn't realize it was all razor wire, and it just sliced my entire leg open.
Nailed it.
And then I got back. I finally got back to the high school, and there was a basketball game, like hundreds of people there. So I'm like, I can get lost in the crowd. And I showed one of my older buddies, and he's like, that is really bad. So he took me in the back bathroom, and he wetted down some brown paper towels from the men's locker room and put them on there and then put, sports tape around it. And that it was like that for a couple days. And then I finally took it off. It just ripped all the scarring off, and then eventually it healed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was like – it was like a gaping wound on my leg for a long time.
Luckily, the gangrene didn't set in.
Yeah, no, I just poured some OE on it every day and just
keep it good.
all right, Jeremy, you got Actually, before we do that, I got something else I want to do. I want to do
that's fine. Whatever.
Put me to the side. Yeah, it's the Dees
Casillas
show.
Hey,
let's. I mean, listen, we don't even know if your segment's going to be good. We can't just...
No, it's going to... We'll probably end up cutting it out, obviously.
We do have a new game we're going to play, but I do want to do a short version of the rundown with Steve, because I don't think we've done this with him before. The rundown is a series of questions we've come up with over the years that say a lot about someone without saying much, but we just need you to answer them honestly and, see how you feel about things.
Perfect.
You do that?
Yeah, we can probably do that.
Perfect.
Jeremy's face.
Steve, if you had to kill an endangered animal.
Yep.
I don't know, probably the polar bear, so people stop bitching about it so much. Narwhal.
Are they endangered?
They're so cute.
They will be when I'm in charge.
Yeah, but it's so funny. Like, when they talk about how what are they? What are the things that pirate guys like, oh, yeah, that's what we thought. Remember, he's like, how fucking desperate were you on that sea? how much scurvy was your body? That little beauty.
Did you have your lemons today? Yeah. You should have drank that lemon juice.
Yeah. All right. So polar bears. Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Where would you go and why?
I would go back to 1980. And I would sit down with my father.
Okay.
And I would say, hey, here's some things you should invest in. And then I'm going to get out of here and go fuck some strippers. All right. I'll see you later. Microsoft, Coca-Cola. And then I'd tell him when to back out.
Yeah. When to pull
out. I'd just
give
my dad a bunch of stock advice and then I'd bail.
All right. There you go. To yell, there's no time for backup.
I didn't go to war or anything because I had bone spurs. But I know for
right,
a fact
yeah.
that I would, my money. At the bank robbery.
All your money in the bank. Yeah. All my.
Because
yeah.
I told him to.
You
should have a lot of money.
That. Yeah. That's true. Okay.
So.
That makes sense. It's a credit.
Just keep failing up.
I think you'd survive.
4 seconds.
4 seconds. Just immediately, just as quick as long as it take me to load the.
Because I'd be like, man, I need to smoke a bowl and calm down. I get in a wreck. And the zombies would come bite my leg.
On your internet browsing history right now, you wouldn't want anyone to know about. is that your go-to Pornhub?
Like yeah. I'm too lazy to look up something else that's going to put a virus on my phone.
That's I can't just bust out a computer.
I can't put it on this TV over here like I'm assuming you do. Here. It's actually just it's a closed-circuit television camera. He watches you leave as he...
Yeah, that's what I know. I
spend 90% of my time in the shower.
Yeah.
I don't like taking showers. It's just the only alone time
stand in the corner,
get.
Try not to...
celebrities to be your parents, who would they be and why?
And Bill Murray.
Fox.
Nice. Was it? Is it Netflix that has the Bill Murray?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Okay, we'll do one more. Then we're gonna get into the game. You're a hip hop fan, I know this. So what?
Probably just Fat Tits.
Fat Tits.
DJ Fat Tits.
Would it be F A T or like P H A T?
P H A.
Yeah, you gotta go fat.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. You learned a lot about Steve Johnson today, folks.
Nothing I didn't know before.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm gonna open the book.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
All right.
I laughed so hard at
that. We're going to get into a new game that Jeremy's brought for us. Jeremy, why don't you tell everyone about how this game
works? So basically, I'm going to very poorly read quotes from either or quotes or.
If it's R. Kelly or if it's not.
Is it the Pied Piper or is it not?
Okay.
Okay.
We don't know who the person is. It's just
no, because you'll never guess who the other person is. Spoiler alert! It's me.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, so you ready?
This is really awkward because I don't have a theme song.
Yeah. Oh, if
oh
if,
my it, god, you can have.
But
mine.
If this goes well, I'll make a theme song.
But this isn't going to go well. Okay.
And everyone, lock in your answer. Let's all lock in our answers.
Okay.
Then we'll
then
say
we'll
them.
Find out.
Yeah. Then
plain.
Okay. So we have to guess if it's R. Kelly.
I'm gonna.
Not.
Can you give
I can't explain.
Can I ask a question? Are these other quotes are they quotes other people have said or are they things you've made up?
It's a mix.
Okay.
There's some that I've made up, there's some from other things and stuff.
I am gonna say not R. Kelly.
Steve is right.
And if it sounds like it might make sense,
you're like,
it's
yeah.
probably not R. Kelly.
Like, that's a sensible thing. He wouldn't say that.
Okay. Girl, I got you so wet. It's like a...
I feel like maybe he did
God,
say that.
I feel like this is
Jeremy Midnight. Yeah.
I know what I'm doing now, though.
Yeah, I say no. I say that's not him. I think that's Jeremy.
I'm going no. Oh. So, wow.
I'm guessing that like the... weirdest things he's actually done.
God,
so.
Things he said.
Yeah, exactly.
He's so fucking mad.
That's totally Jeremy.
Cookie monster. Break your back, crack it open like a lobster.
God.
That
matter of fact, that's just like my baby was conceived too.
I'll go with that.
just
it. Oh, it gets worse, man.
This is blowing my mind. Is that
he's appealing to children by using Cookie Monster in a sentence?
Right, well, we
but yeah, that's cool.
Imagine that's the stuff that he's like, nah, dude, that sucks.
He had a song on his first CD, 12. Yes. His song is literally
was
named.
Was he talking about Levi Buttonflies? No. Was he talking about when he was a judge at the Westminster Dog Show? Or, let's hear it one more time.
Well, did he
please.
Say that? Yeah.
Okay, I got to find it now.
Damn it.
Okay. Cookie. I'm a cookie monster. Break your back.
Yeah.
I'll go against the grain and say no. If they say yes, I'm going no. It's if he. All right, I'm playing from behind. I gotta.
This is when he's gonna throw in a fake.
Keep these are all him, aren't they?
He's lying about the whole thing.
Oh, okay. I repeat, I'd be drilling these chicks like Major Payne,
like the Damon Wayans movie.
Correct.
Fucking shit. I'm saying no. I don't know what to do. So he did say it or didn't?
He did.
Jesus Christ!
All of these have been Jeremy. Fuck you.
Hangman.
Every closed eye is not sleeping, and every open.
Yep.
No, he didn't. that was actually Bill Cosby.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my.
Jack is quietly dominating this game at 4 points. Steve at 2 and me. Oh, fuck, dude, I'm getting my ass kicked over.
All right. I'm all up in your middle. Ooh, it tastes like Skittles.
Yeah, he absolutely said that. Bizarre when you start hearing the things that like people have put into songs.
Now think about all the things that people are writing.
I don't know.
Some of it's fucking weird.
I was so Coolio's coming to pig out in the park.
Nice.
Yeah.
First concert I ever went to, Coolio Run DMC.
No, he's not, but that'd be amazing if he was. Sponsored ad on Facebook and people were posting on it, and some kid's like, Coolio, these new rappers have the. Yeah, Coolio. Man. He's only been rapping since 1991.
He's only like 56 years old.
And whatever, it's a dumb fucking name. I don't know. Like, how old are you? I'm 24. Like, yeah, you're an idiot. You have no idea.
Yeah, you should check.
If you. Coolio's first two CDs are pretty fucking legit. That was like my go to song before I would go. And it doesn't matter. All right.
You want another one?
Nobody's listening.
Free drop. It's like chicken soup for my soul. I ain't never going to stop.
Yes.
Yep.
No. Chicken soup for the soul. No black person knows chicken soup for the soul.
Fucking losers.
Yeah, fucking losers.
Just wishing they could be Pippin.
I'm going to say no.
Nah.
Yeah.
No.
Pulling in a second. Jack, it's down by one now.
Yeah. I just got a point.
Oh, you said no on that one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
shit.
You've been cheating me.
Yeah, 6-4 then.
Get
you still winning. Fucking chill out. Can you give me that look? I can't tell if you're squinting at me or just squinting.
Relax and just flow. I'm about to tickle it and touch your soul once I enter your black hole.
No, that's another Bill Cosby quote, right?
God, I was hoping.
No.
In the middle of darkness, girl, relax and let it flow. I'm about to tickle it and touch your. Yes, he did say that.
Oh, God. I just assumed he had. That's my. That was my thought process there. Apparently, he did.
Okay. This toilet paper be cutting my ass.
So yes.
Yeah. How do you work that into a song?
He, in fact, did that in a song.
Oh, my God. Oh, it's okay.
We all get a point.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
What's
do,
the score right now?
Huh?
What's the score?
Four. Let's do three. We could, Steve would be able to tie it up even. And then if there's a tiebreaker, we'll do one more, but.
Tippy toes. We'll be making love like the restaurant was closed. Girl, I'm ready to toss your salad when I'm making.
Yes.
I just hope that all of these lyrics were pulled from one song. All you did is pick up like Trapped in the Closet version 102.
Yes.
And this is all from that.
These are all just from Trapped in the Closet specifically.
I'm going to say yeah, because that was way too long for Jeremy to just make up.
I'm going
to
go. Fucking
worst.
Shit.
Fuck you, Steve. Not that you couldn't. Smart enough.
No, I just was. Why?
For a second.
Right. Females with that good pussy piss loud as fuck. Sounds like they be frying chicken. Oh. That was something I saw off of fucking Reddit. I thought it was funny because it's true.
He wrote that. It wasn't him.
Locked baby, and I have you inside. You can yell, you can hit me, just makes me horny.
Track record.
Yeah, seriously, given his track record and how like nobody paid attention.
I'm gonna say
this
he
is probably off a hit
actually
from 1990.
Say that. Why didn't we see it coming?
I gotta say, I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna go the other direction.
He did
Hall?
Yes.
Up at the Spokane's up. Aaron Hall?
No. Black Aaron Hall from
like assertive rapey.
All right. Well, how many? One more you got?
He just wants
no,
to
I
tie.
Can't. I can't beat. Oh, I guess I could tie you. I was gonna say I was gonna declare you the winner, but
No, changing the rules.
No, because we only have the chance of so one of us gets opposites. So let's paper rock. Who gets to guess first?
She's winning. She should get to guess first.
Okay.
I don't like that game.
Oh my god! 1, 2, 3, shoot.
Thanks.
Oh.
I can't remember who I was going against. But I was like, "Have you never?"
last one, Jeremy. Okay.
I want to stick it. Want to kiss it? If I could, I'd put my whole. If I could, I'd put my whole damn head in it.
Jesus.
When I lick it, I want to kiss it, and I want to stick my whole damn head
in
it.
If I could, I would stick.
I'm gonna go with no. He didn't say it. Final answer.
Love with the Stripper remix.
Ah, Jack,
you
win.
It's a great song. You should check it out. His whole verse is fucking creepy as fuck on that song.
On every song.
On that song.
All right, Jack. Congratulations, Jack. You win.
Thank you.
We actually won something.
So much to me.
You win. Good job.
I got you an award.
Uh-oh.
I'm just joking. I was just going to piss in this can. Is the R. Kelly award for...
R. Kelly award.
What's the born on date? Just make sure it's young. all right. Jack, you ready to do some news?
419. Sure. I think that's young enough.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hasn't even been born yet.
Yep.
It's still a fetus.
Okay. I like that game. We should do that again. That was fun.
We should do it next time with Bill Cosby.
Just think of a name and I'll make an intro for it. We'll figure it out. But. All right, Jack, you ready for some news?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into some news.
Her name is 10 letters long, but she spells it with 3. Oh, Jeremy called her dirty, but she's the cleanest hippie. Penny thinks she'd rather do, like go out digging for shiny rocks. But we're happy she's here with us, telling you about someone some cop shot. It's the news, and she will keep you coming back. Oh, you know what to do. Listen to the news with Jack.
In Chinese news.
She's racist. Very, very racist.
There's a lot of news in China.
There's a lot of news.
There's
a lot of people
news,
in China.
A lot of things happen in China. All right, Jay, what do you got for us today? Okay.
Yep,
all right.
My thing is not loading right. Okay, so this was in Phoenix.
Actually,
since I was just there.
You were just
there.
I
thought it was hilarious.
Okay.
This woman was accused of stalking a man she met on a dating site and sending him more than 65,000 text messages.
Jeez, I hope he's on the unlimited plan.
Have you seen the pictures of that lady? She's insane.
Yeah, she's like that crazy.
Her
girl.
Mugshot, and there's just nothing behind
that.
But
her name is Jacqueline.
Of course.
That makes a lot of sense.
Totally.
Ouch. She sent a man more than... Oh, wait, no, this one says 159,000 text messages.
That's still a lot.
So that's more than what I said before.
There she is.
Yeah.
And it was just, hey,
smash.
You up? You up?
Right.
You up?
Hold
you
on.
Up?
But here she looks kind of hot.
Yeah, those some titties.
Yeah.
I'd motorboat the fuck out of her.
Wait, is that
crazy.
That's not the same girl, right?
Yeah. It could be.
Yeah, that's like she did a fucking face swap with like albino Tyra Banks.
Yeah, that's true. She
they
does.
They went
look
on
nuts.
One date, by the way.
Does anyone remember? I feel like this is a story that happened a couple yeah. years ago,
right?
Maybe it was.
But they're finally going to court, I think.
Oh, okay.
So oh, okay. I was
going to
say she.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Because she. No. I did see it come back up, but I remember this story from somewhere, and she looked very similar.
Look at that picture on the left.
Crazy eyes.
There. Hold on. There was. I wonder if we can find audio.
Just a bad 3 days.
She broke into his house and took a bath when he was out of town.
Again, damn. So maybe bad 4 days.
Oh, here's there's a great.
It's 10 months.
There's a
10 months
over the period of 10 months.
It was a rough 10 months.
A full year. She got it together. New year, new.
I don't know if she heard, but she started dating this guy. I'm dating him.
They went
and he
one
just stopped talking
time.
To her.
The story is interesting. Here some say there are no limits to love, but I think most people would have. 65.
What are you doing to us?
He's skipping through a video really
like
fast.
I met my soulmate and everything was just the way it was. And I thought we would just do what everybody else did and we would just like get married and everything would be fine.
After just 3 dates, Jacqueline Addis's feelings for a Paradise
Maybe
Valley, Arizona man were strong. The pair met through an online dating service
dates.
From
yeah.
Millionaire Matchmaking. And shortly afterwards, court records show Addis bombarded him with 65,000 text messages. Some messages indicated possible violence, including threats to kill him, wear his body parts, and bathe in his blood.
Oh my God.
Addis does not deny the volume of text messages, but she wouldn't
some
get into specifics. She did, however, regret the nature of some of those messages.
Blood I'd want to
bathe.
Hold on.
Finding love, not everything is perfect.
Look at her wonky eye, too.
And I want to apologize.
Oh, my God.
Because nobody would ever be more sorry.
Addis says she never intended to hurt or scare
oh,
the victim.
No.
He's
she
dead if she ever
made
gets
the threats
out.
Because
oh, yeah.
she didn't want the man to leave her. Addis also says she doesn't blame him for her incarceration.
No.
Yeah, right.
I love him.
Wow.
Addis reportedly
See,
showed up at the victim's.
Yeah, that is. That's...
I'm so glad I'm fucking married, man, and not on date. She left a note. She was like, "We could either go out." And,
or you
and
can
I was
use
like,
these.
Nah, bitch. Like my kids need fucking food.
Yeah, that's great. That girl, she looks. That is the. You can see it in her eyes, like
yeah.
the way she looks around. Like she sees things we don't see.
Yeah.
She
sees sounds as colors.
Yeah,
and they're all demons.
It's like she. Yeah, you can tell she's looking at shit. She's like, what?
Yeah.
What are you looking at over there, motherfucker?
She's
like what?
Definitely.
Oh God. But I'm into it. I'm going to write her.
I believe that.
We should write her.
Yeah,
pen pal. We should start writing her.
Oh, let's hook her up with Scotty G.
We should do that. We should start writing.
Random inmates.
Yeah.
Like inmate of the fucking
yeah.
month mail.
Segment.
That'd be a pretty good segment.
I think we need to do this. We're gonna find. Okay, I'm gonna find. She's in Arizona.
Write it down right now, man.
Can find correspondence.
Yeah.
Or what would you call?
Well, I can. We can have people call in too. What if we send them a calling card and have them call into this show?
Dude,
that would be pretty rad.
You are now getting a call from an inmate at the Arizona State Correctional Facility.
All those women write the serial killers, you know, love letters.
Yeah.
And shit, so.
Yeah. Not just
wow.
women, guys
just
do it too.
Tables.
I'll send them pictures of my dick if they'll talk to us.
Fuck yeah.
That's right. There you go.
I'll smash my titties together.
I like the crazy people, though. They're hilarious.
Oh, my God. It is flattering, though, because I've never had a woman send me that many texts.
Right?
Well, didn't it say they met on Millionaire Matchmaker?
Yeah.
So
I picked
that
too.
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't fuck
and
with that.
On
I'm
3 days.
Yeah, I'm only on Billionaire Matchmaker.
Sure.
I don't fuck around with that. The, yeah,
right,
fucking gross.
Fucking going out.
Do you think she was
stamps?
The millionaire that was?
Like shit. She spent it all on
Calm
bath salts.
She went way over her minutes. She was roaming when she sent all those texts.
Well, listen, you got to be a millionaire to afford the unlimited plan. So with all those texts. I hope she didn't have like a Cricket phone because she was really gonna owe them a lot of money.
That's why she's no longer on Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a site. I'm gonna check that out.
You're some rich bitches.
All right, so yeah, I mean that is flattering though. I would be flattered if someone sent me that many texts. It is the you know what they say. It's really. It's the effort that counts, you know. People
right.
can't even think about the people. She cared.
As long as she didn't say she killed him, which
she
did.
Said
but
she
if she
wanted to,
if she hadn't gone
she
that
didn't
far,
want to, but she would.
He probably
if she
wouldn't
had
know.
To, basically.
We've all wanted to kill someone we've been with sexually. I mean, kill them sexually, not You know what I'm saying. I feel like we're saying the same thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Just murder the vagina?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Or them.
I can dig it.
Yeah. Yeah. Murder, rape.
I'm going to see myself out of this in that order.
Just a little Chris Benoit going on.
Wow. All right. Wow. Speaking of murder, rape. There's not much to this one, but I thought it was interesting and kind of this, along the same lines. Police in California are searching for a man who reportedly spent 3 hours licking a doorbell outside of a stranger's home.
That's another video that's just creepy.
Wow. Okay.
That's totally a Seinfeld episode.
They arrested this guy. I saw this, and I'm like, if some guy had licked my doorbell for a couple hours, I would not press charges. I'd be like, all right, man. Weirdo. Like, it was a random door. He didn't know them. It wasn't like an assault or he was trying to get to them. He was just fucked up.
Yeah, but how weird is that?
That is kind of weird.
Like you hear the doorbell going off, so you pull up your Nest camera on your cell phone, and there's this dude just...
Yeah, and you know your kids are home alone, and this...
Yeah, well, I mean...
You don't have kids, you don't give it. Security cameras also captured him moving an extension cord to the front yard and then relieving himself.
By beating, like peeing or beating off? What kind of relieving are they doing?
Was it plugged into the wall and he was trying to electrocute himself?
This just reinforces how important it is to have security in your home.
I got a 90-pound pit bull.
This is all just the guy's just an
He could face two misdemeanor charges for petty theft and prowling upon.
What did he steal?
The extension cord.
Oh, he took the extension cord.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure after you could have got away with it. Like, you can have it.
Yeah, right? That's yours now. I think you just...
But I'm going to get you arrested for it, but you can have it.
Exactly.
I don't know. I'd feel like, yeah, go for it, man. That's a victimless crime, you know? It's like forcing people to watch you beat off. No one gets hurt in that scenario. Right?
Sure.
Right?
Right.
That's the word
I mean,
the
based on the agreement that I signed with you before the show,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay, exactly. Well, that's what fucking counts.
You made us say this.
We got a notary here and everything, Steve. all right. Jack, what else?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize this was in Arizona also. I'm sure you heard the story about the woman in a coma that gave birth.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they started testing the DNA of all the guys at the hospital and shit because they're like, how the fuck did you get knocked out?
What the fuck?
So she'd been in a coma for like 14 years, right? And then she
That's some soap opera
here's
shit,
the fucked
man.
Up thing about it is they have to like, how negligent were these people in their duties of like turning her and cleaning her? This is just get bed sores and shit that they didn't find out she's fucking pregnant.
Right. Yeah. Well,
like, that's
I'd
be asking
overweight.
If I was.
Overweight
ooh,
people.
Cream pies.
Yeah.
I've been in some of those healthcare facilities that they don't pay attention to a lot of people. And if they're like overweight and uncared for, it's fucked up.
Real sidebar. Jeremy just reminded me of a great joke that Mike Cronin has. He's like, when he starts talking about banana cream pies, he's like, yeah, I got to tell you though, it's bullshit because there's no cum in them. but I mean, that's what I'd be mad about if I was the, listen, if I ever am in a coma, I don't care who fucks me and how, okay? Period. Anyone.
You asked for that.
Anyone can fuck any part of me however they want.
I'm going to hold you to that, buddy.
Yeah, you can. Go ahead. Put some lipstick on me. Make me cute. Whatever you need to do. but I'd be like, why? How did you not fucking notice for 9 months that she wasn't was growing a child inside of her? We checked her vitals. There's just an extra heartbeat. We don't know.
Well, like Jack was saying though, I mean,
they have
an MTV show that was like I was pregnant and didn't know it.
Yeah.
And these people are just walking around.
Yeah, and a lot
of
these patients are like bedridden. Obviously, she's vegetative and she's probably overweight. And they probably barely take care of them.
It's
in Arizona.
It was just like bloating, you know?
If you're gonna fuck a coma girl, wouldn't you not fuck a
fat
one? Wouldn't you find a skinny one?
Have some fucking self-respect.
Yeah, goddamn, man, have some more game. What's up with your game?
She's probably in a coma because of the diabetes.
Fucking someone that's
sleep here often.
You make it sound gross, Jack. Why do you make it sound so wrong?
I know. You can't
stop love, Jack. It's like one step away from necrophilia.
I feel like you're really warm. Like being accused.
Yeah,
I'm feeling
you.
Really judgy.
Yeah, I don't know what you're
judgy.
You make it feel bad. I don't know what you're talking. Like, listen, God, don't slut shame me.
I'm leaving.
Me too.
Hashtag me too. How's the baby? Here's okay. The fucked up part about this.
It slips.
The family is obviously outraged.
Outraged. They're not gonna be like we're perturbed.
I just love these articles. Fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Traumatized and in shock by the abuse and neglect of their daughter, Hacienda.
Wait, they named her house.
It's a flower, Hacienda house.
Oh, that's the name of the care facility.
Oh.
That's the name.
I was
thank you. You're right.
I was thinking
right.
That was her
thank
name.
You.
I was like, what?
Oh yeah,
that was her nickname
because
she's a fat bitch. She is a gigantic.
I'm saying, what's okay?
Yeah.
The
no,
family would like me to convey the baby boy has been born to a loving family and will be cared for.
Hey, when like he's gonna be like 14 years old? So like, I never got to meet your mom. Oh,
but somebody was actually trying to pass
well,
it.
The officials have called the situation a deeply disturbing incident.
Somebody was trying to pass it off as an immaculate birth.
Oh, my
Jesus.
God. Online, there was comments, some of the comments online, this guy was like, oh, why couldn't it be like the Virgin Mary?
Somebody's
testing like,
that guy's DNA.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, what's funny, so they're testing everyone's DNA who works at the care facility.
Yeah.
But oddly enough, the CEO resigned because like, this is too much for me to deal with. I'm like, resign before you can get his DNA, I bet.
I'm not peeing in your cup.
Yeah, he moved to France. Weird, they don't extradite. The fucked up thing is that like if they find the dad, I'm sorry, father. He's a father. He has a child. He's a father. He should be respected as such. the father, is probably going to try to get rights to the child.
Well,
or like
I mean,
his family could. I mean,
right.
Potentially, like that's a whole nother legal fiasco. Of like,
it's a pretty simple legal argument though. Well, she's in a coma,
so she can't take care of the baby.
This lazy
yeah.
bitch hasn't worked in 14 years.
This fucking
Jesus Christ.
This fucking son of a bitch over here just lays around all day doing jack shit.
Fucking bed sores and shit.
She didn't even know she was pregnant.
You guys are
degenerate. You think she could take care of a kid?
She couldn't even show up for court.
CPS showed.
How many more continuances are we gonna give this bitch?
CPS wanted to take a statement. She wouldn't say anything. It was bullshit.
You have more news or?
Yeah, I have one more because it happened in Spokane, and I thought it was funny. Trump you. Moving on. A group was in.
So I like to think of this guy who just worked. You don't work the day shift to do that, right? It's like night shift.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely night shift.
It's like the janitor comes in. He's like, hey, Martha, still just laying there, huh? you know, I really got to say, I like the way. I like the way your gown matches those sheets. All right, let's get that adjustable base in the prone position, lady. What do you like? Cucumber melon, Hawaiian breeze? You don't care. You don't smell shit. Anyway, let's pull that feeding tube out. I got something else for you here, baby. Okay. Oh, yeah. We're gonna.
I love how your EKG beats to the beat.
So, anyway, Jay, another story.
Anyways, more news.
Can you breathe?
Yeah, I'm good. What do we, what else do we got?
Okay, so in Spokane, there was a massive fraud case where a bunch of people got arrested. They were accused of staging accidents to collect insurance. There was like 100 federal charges and like 20-something people. that did it over a period of like 5 years. I thought that was crazy.
I said you look pretty. I'm trying to compliment you, you bitch. Just no, sorry, Jack. I'm sorry.
You're still stuck on that. They're fucking creep.
See,
he's just still in that hospital room, like having a conversation. Like,
yeah. Stroking her arm and shit. He's
like, all I heard you say was Spokane, and I just picture a woman in a coma. And it's
like, oh my god!
So
I think it was basically it was like one guy that was the ringleader, and he was paying all these people to fake accidents, and it happened
like
5 years.
In like grocery stores and stuff.
No, like
car
traffic
accidents.
Yeah, car accidents.
Okay, and
like thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars, and so like just collect insurance money. And,
yep. Well, over a period of 5 years from 2013.
How do they find that out?
Investigating.
Okay.
Right. They're pretty smart, and these are probably tweakers. So
okay, that's true.
Tweakers are smart as fuck.
Nah,
they're crafty. Always.
They're
for sure.
Resourceful.
Yeah, that's
so
yeah. That's
one of the people would allow Mize, I think is his name, to use his or her vehicle for the purpose of staging an automobile accident.
Okay, but at what point in the story does a girl in a coma get raped? I need to know. What?
I'm glad you like that one so much.
That's the insurance fraud. There was no girl in a coma.
That's got to be the goalpost, right? If we're doing the news, that's got to be the goalpost at this point.
Right.
Okay.
I closed.
All right, we close. It's fine. That's probably fine.
Case closed.
It's fine. It's okay. Thanks, Jack. That was fun. God damn it. When I run for mayor, it's going to be real easy. Like a fucking, they're going to really be able to.
Just with this episode.
Just pull up any episode. Just go to any point in this show at any episode, and they'll be like, well, this is why you're a piece of shit. Like, you've got me.
If anybody ever questions you on it, just say, well, I'm a man who speaks from my heart.
Yeah, I believe in what I believe. Love is love.
Yeah.
Even if it's not consensual.
I thought you guys wanted people to speak from the heart. I'm not a politician.
Yeah. It's, wow. Okay. Well, you know, that's, okay. All right, guys, we're going to move on. We're going to close the show. I think this time we've done enough damage tonight, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Good. Okay. All right, guys.
Never forget.
We've come to the end of the show. This is the part of the show because we say things in jest and make fun and talk a lot of shit during the show. So, Steve, at the end of the show, we go around the table now and we say nice things about each other. That's how we close the show these days. We want to clear the air, make sure everyone's having a good time and happy. So I'll start. Jeremy, thank you for bringing the new game. I love the game. It's going to be a fun game. I think we should keep doing it. Whether it's R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, whoever you want, I like it. We'll figure out a name. That'll make it. You'll finally have an intro.
Aww.
I know.
We're waiting for so long. He's refused.
I need time. I've literally been so goddamn busy, Jack. Oh.
Get off his ass, Jack.
We've had a month and a half.
Do you, if
at
you
least,
my
you know
because I was mad for a month about it. So you've had 2.5
Wait,
months.
You got over it?
No.
Damn.
That's what I heard.
What's wrong with your song? Anyway, we'll talk about it off the air. Nothing. Talking about Chinese news is not bad. We're doing a multicultural international show.
I'm trying to reach out to our international
audience. Chinese news. You didn't, if you, I mean,
like
unless you have something against the Chinese,
I, love this
I assume
like
you don't.
Something nice about everybody to like, shut up, Jack.
Thanks, Steve. Fuck you guys. I'm out.
No, yeah.
Again.
So, Jeremy, yes, let's keep doing this. I like it. It's good.
Definitely. Fuck you, Jeremy.
My song's going to be way better than yours.
I'm going to write your song, bitch.
Are you? Are you?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I have a thick skin. Thick
okay.
skin.
Should I leave?
No.
No, we're going to fight.
Okay, cool.
Steve, thanks for coming on the show again. Let's not wait 100 episodes to have you.
Years.
back on. I didn't realize it'd been so long. It's literally you're on episode 141. This is episode 241. Yeah. So let's not do it every 100 episodes.
I probably need to wait that long for something interesting to happen in my life again.
You have another baby or something.
Go hang out at a nursing home.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I got another kid.
Weird story.
Crazy bitch.
Thanks for coming on, man. It's been great getting to know you over the last few years, doing comedy with you. I think you're an awesome guy. And I'm glad you've been able to, like, after you had a kid, you fucking gave up on him and come out and do comedy more. I'm better at one of these things. I'll do the
comedy.
He's
going to be better off with less me.
Jack, I missed you while you were gone.
Aww.
I feel like I haven't seen you. I haven't seen you much. Well, you were gone, and we knew the show. I haven't seen you in a while, so I'm glad to see you. Thank you for bringing the news. You brought some great topics tonight, and it was a lot of fun. So thank you for your contribution this evening. There you go, Jeremy. You're up.
Deez. Yeah.
Yeah.
What can I say that I haven't already said the last 5 episodes?
I don't know, man.
No, I really like how quick on your feet you are, man, like pulling up that fucking song and all that shit. Like, that had me fucking dying. I have not laughed that hard in a long time.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Listen, if you want rape improv, I am your guy.
That's your go-to alley.
Steve, you're one of my favorite people, even though my kids think you're a hack.
Yeah, it's true.
I've always loved you, man. And, they will run up to him in Walmart and go, "It's Steve Johnson, the hack."
Yeah. The first time I heard it, I was walking around Albertsons, and, like, from two aisles over here, "Steve Johnson's a hack." I don't even think they knew I was there.
They were just talking.
They were just yelling out loud, "Steve Johnson's a hack." And I come around the corner, and they're like, "Holy shit, Steve Johnson, the hack."
Yeah. Oh, we were driving past the VA one day, and they rolled down their windows in the car and just started yelling at people on the side of the street. Like, "Steve Johnson's a hack!"
And everyone's like, "We know!"
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, enough already! Like, but no, I don't think you're a hack. I think you're awesome.
I wonder where the kids got it, but it's fine.
I don't know. We'll never know.
Megan. You know.
Yeah. My Megan.
I forgot we're pretty much Eskimo brothers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Me and Deez are Eskimo brothers. We're all Eskimo brothers. You've slept with Deez, that means we're Eskimo brothers too.
Yeah. We've all.
No. All right, so polite.
Anyways,
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Good seeing you again, man.
See you too.
And Jack, really good job with the news today.
Thanks.
Like, that's what we need all the fucking time.
Oh,
yeah.
Excuse me, I'm not up to par all the fucking time.
No, you nailed it this time, though. That was fun.
Thanks.
It was really, really good. That was the best one yet. So, good job.
Okay.
Thank you.
Don't walk out.
I'm not walking out.
Good.
Jack?
Right. No, it's Steve's turn.
Oh, okay. Jack, I'm pretty sure you probably have really good weed.
Yeah.
Let's play it.
Yep,
that's cool. And you guys have a very nice haircut. It's the same one.
I think
one.
You might have pretty good weed, too.
It's the same one, so.
With the shirt. It is the same one.
But thank
one.
You guys for letting me come on.
I have
know,
a hard part.
I do have...
Mine's fucking
don't
faded up.
Don't change it.
Okay.
Like,
it's the same.
It's pretty much the same.
Like,
it's not.
Because it's not the same because his is combed to the
right. And he has
right,
a bigger receding hairline than
me. And
yours
is combed to the left.
Yeah. So if we put our heads together, we have like...
One haircut.
Yeah,
we have a bowl cut almost.
It's the part right down the middle. thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
Was it a fucking compliment, asshole?
Jesus Christ.
I thought that was very nice.
Oh, my God.
I complimented your haircut.
Wow. No wonder it's been 100 episodes since you were on.
Cut the show.
No wonder each episode's 2 hours.
Jesus Christ, man.
All right. Thanks, guys, for having me. I love you. I missed you. And you guys are mean, but I still love you.
Oh, my God.
That was a very nice thing to say.
That's what you said to all of us?
Yep.
What about Steve?
Steve. It's good to see you again. I think you're hilarious.
Hey, thanks.
Okay.
Congrats on having a kid.
She's acting like she has fucking Stockholm fucking syndrome.
Yeah, I know.
And we're sitting here making her shit in buckets in the fucking corner of the room.
Absolutely.
It does
have
an R. Kelly.
I have it all those
stink.
Syndromes.
An R. Kelly. Okay. All right.
Whoa.
That's enough.
Really
that.
Go.
You're too old.
Take it easy. You're too old.
That's enough of the rape talk for you.
All right, guys.
Have you never seen him's material before?
All right, guys. We have come to the end of the show. Thank you again for hanging out. As always, go see Steve Johnson at the Comedy Cafe House of Soul on February 9th.
Yep. And the Comedy Wars on the 20th.
And, yeah, Comedy Wars on the 20th.
What is that about?
It is a variety show. There's stand-up. There's improv. It's weird, like fast little sketches and stuff. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's two teams go head-to-head, and they have to they get suggestions and things on the spot.
So it's the debates without Nick.
It's more involved than
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because
there's also, like, our prepared stand-up.
There's rounds and, like, yeah, it's weird. Like, we get suggestions from the audience.
Scoring. Where's this going to be at?
Comedy Club.
Cool.
Maybe you come.
We'll watch it on YouTube.
We'll live stream it.
So come see that this Sunday at the Spokane Comedy Club. Steve will be there. I'll be hosting the Comedy Club on the 24th. And go to Deese Comedy. Check out all the dates for shit. For the Social Hour, I am Deese. And for Jack, Jeremy, and Steve, thanks, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to my liver, Nicolas Cage, Jeremy's hypothetical daughter, strippers in Montana, R. Kelly, Arizona inmates, Jack, and people in comas. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
So let's pull that feeding tube out and get some milk for you here, baby.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!